We've heard stories about the huge numbers of asylum seekers arriving in Europe. We've heard about the difficulties and dangers they face as they flee from war and civil conflict. And for many, the problems continue after they arrive. But that's not the whole story. There are also migrants who have a relatively easy journey to safety, who are settling in well and are optimistic about their new lives. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley recently met a young Syrian couple hoping to make the Netherlands their home.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Imad greets me at the central train station in Harlem, where I've traveled to meet him. The 25-year-old Damascus native says the Dutch town is beginning to feel like home.
It's fascinating. It reminds me a lot of Damascus, because it has the old city, and then it goes up, and it goes modern, and it goes like tall buildings and everything. Yeah, so it gives me a warm feeling to be here.
Imad arrived in the Netherlands at the end of September with his wife, Lena. They don't want to use their last names because they fear for the safety of family in Syria. We walk a few blocks to their temporary home, a former prison built in the 19th century that's now become a refugee center. Inside the brick-domed building, hundreds of prison cells open onto a central recreation area with a basketball court and a soccer pitch. We climb a spiral metal staircase to the fourth floor where Lena is waiting. Their cell is tiny with bunk beds and two chairs. There's a separate space with a toilet and sink, and drawings on the walls from former Dutch inmates. But the cell is warm and clean, and Imad says they're being well looked after while they wait for the asylum process.
They're doing their best, and they're really doing a great job. We have too much food.
It took Imad and Lena a month to reach the Netherlands from Syria. Like hundreds of thousands of others, they struggled to cross the Balkans. But their memories of the experience are unexpected.
It's very nice, really. This trip is a very big adventure. I love this. Really.
Though she left her whole family behind, Lena doesn't think she'll ever return to live in Syria. She says she's ready to start all over in the Netherlands, just like a baby. Imad says they had to get out. His father, brother, and sister were all killed by the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. They were suspected of supporting the rebels.
So I had to flee, because I was like next on their list. You could know that, because there's so much corruption inside the Assad system. So you could know, yeah, they want you next. You're on the waiting list.
The couple first headed to Germany, but wanted to break away from the crowds. That's when they discovered the Netherlands. Now they're learning a language they didn't even know existed a few months ago. Imad says he wants to get a master's degree in international law.
They have the international law court here in The Hague. So I'm going to get a new life. I'm aiming that by the time I get to my asylum procedure interview, I'm going to be speaking fluent Dutch to them.
The couple walks through the city's cobbled streets, holding hands and talking easily with local residents. They say they're sure they can build a new life here. Lena says the Netherlands is small and the Dutch like to gossip. She says it's a lot like Syria, only without Assad. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Harlem, the Netherlands.